You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. So 7 weeks, right? That's where we are in this quarantine, give or take. April's done, mercifully. The week is done, also mercifully. So what the heck happened the past 5 days, and what do you suppose it all meant? Kate Davidson's of the Wall Street Journal. Gina Smilek is with the New York Times. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Gina, let me start with you and Fed Chair Jay Powell, the press conference via Zoom, I guess it was. I don't even know, that he gave on Wednesday. You were in it. Was it Zoom? What was it? Zoom, YouTube? What did they do?
It was, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but it was, dialed in over a
You had a secret login? There you go. All right. Fair enough.
We had a lot.
Fair enough. You were on the call, on the meeting. You got the first question, and you, in essence, said, what about Congress and what role does Congress have to play, right? First of all, am I remembering your question right? And then tell us what he said, because that, I think, is instrumental here.
Right. Yeah, you are remembering my question correctly. And
phew.
He had a lot to say about it. He kind of continued to say something about it for the remainder of the press conference. So he basically said that, you know, I think his major message at this entire press conference was things could get bad. If things get really bad, Congress is going to need to step it up, I think was essentially the message. You know, he said many times, policymakers have a really crucial role to play in making sure that this doesn't turn into a real disaster. And the Fed is going to do what it can, and it is going to push its powers to their limit, but they have a limit. And so Congress is going to need to step in and make sure that people don't go into sort of these mass bankruptcies or mass insolvencies. And so I think that was his real message out of this press conference.
Yeah, he said it a bunch of times, and by policymakers here, he means, Kate, fiscal policymakers. But let me ask you this. We got yesterday, I guess it was, right? The days do kind of run together. News of another 3.8 million first-time claims for unemployment. 30 million in all have filed for unemployment benefits in like the last 6 weeks. It is staggering. And yet Congress can't quite seem to understand, in my view, the urgency here.
Well, Kai, I would counter that a little bit and say that they have, I mean, in since things really got wild, you know, over the past 7 weeks, Congress has authorized $3.5 trillion in new spending to respond to this. And, you know, as a share of GDP, that's about what it spent over 5 years during the last crisis. So I actually have talked to some economists who were, you know, former Obama administration officials, for example, who said, you know what, they seem to have learned the lesson from the last crisis, which is you should go big early, as soon as you can. So they've responded with quite a bit. I guess what I would say is a little, you know, confusing or concerning for some people is that there's this suggestion out there that we've maybe done enough, or maybe we need to pause and assess where things are. And it's not really clear that we need another big package or what it should include, which is, I think, what you're referring to. And yeah, that is concerning, I think.
Yeah. And look, to be fair, they can't even figure out how to meet safely. So we have to give them props for trying, I suppose. Gina, I want to circle back to Powell one more time and something he said. And he said it many times, but never as emphatically. One of the reasons he gives in these press conferences for wanting to sustain, or he did before it all fell off the table, he would say, we need to keep this expansion going because only now, 9 and 10 years into this recovery, are low-income people feeling the benefits, are feeling the gains in wages and jobs. And he actually said this time, when you look at what's happening to low and moderate income people in this economy right now, it's heartbreaking. And I don't want to put too much, you know, too many feels, I guess, in Powell's mouth. But that's an amazing thing for a central banker to say.
Yeah, no, I think Jay Powell is having all the feels this week. I think it's a reasonable thing to put in his mouth. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's important to step back and remember that Jay Powell's legacy has been the job market. You know, Janet Yellen before him really was patient with interest rates, kept them low. And what we saw under her tenure and under Jay Powell's tenure is unemployment that touched its lowest level in half a century. And for a lot of minority worker groups, actually hit record lows. And I think that was a real accomplishment that they took a lot of pride in. They felt like they had done the right thing by the economy and that was a massive sort of social good that was lifting a lot of boats. And now that's all in peril. And I think we heard Powell really sort of worry out loud over that and worry sort of with the rest of the country about what that's going to look like coming out of this crisis.
Yeah. Let me break the fourth wall here for a minute, Kate, and confess to listeners of this program that we send our Friday wrappers a general list of things that I'm curious about along about Friday morning sometime. And then we get on the radio and we talk about them. I'm going to take you sideways a little bit right now, and I'm going to ask you about the trend, the moving now toward reopening parts of this economy. And this is a little bit to get back to the feels of Jay Powell. I wonder maybe if one of the reasons that reopening is proving so hard, politics aside, right, but businesses are having a tough time, workers are having a tough time, people are scared. We haven't really acknowledged, we haven't grieved what we lost in the before times. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah. Right, I mean, there seems to be this, right, I don't know, this idea or this feeling that things are just going to go back to normal. Yeah. And I mean, I know people are acknowledging that's not really going to happen, but a lot of the sort of talk around this, the rhetoric from administration officials had been, we're going to bounce back. Things are going to be just as strong, if not stronger. And, you know, I think that it's maybe starting to sink in for people. And as we're seeing some states start to reopen, how difficult that is, this realization that this is going to be a lot harder. And for the economy, this could last a lot longer than people realize. Yeah. It's not just a matter of, well, people are out of work, but once the shutdown's end, everyone will go back to work and businesses will be there. And clearly that's not going to be the case.
Kate Davidson is at the Wall Street Journal. Gino Smilek is at the New York Times. Thanks, you two. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Guy.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.